Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. And we've got a great show planned for you. And we want to talk about something that I totally disagree with. I don't think this is accurate at all. Now, Misty, you say there's a number one thing that we have a fear of missing out on.
Yeah, it's like 75% of us fear missing out on food trends, which, yeah, I disagree too, because I'm watching the current food trends. Let's see. Oh, South Korea, they are frying toothpicks and eating them.
What?
Fearing missing out on that.
Yeah, no.
Frying toothpicks.
They're frying toothpicks. Like, say, I think it started as a fun way to spear stuff, and now people are eating them. No. Raw meat is a big deal right now. No, I don't. No. I don't want to. I'm happy missing all of these trends.
Raw meat.
Yeah. I'm not going to name names. We have somebody here at work that keeps raw liver in the fridge.
No.
What?
And says it's full of health benefits.
That happens here.
I think HR should put a stop to that.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
It's super gross.
Okay.
Oh,
so
no.
This is why I don't agree with this at all, because there are people like my father-in-law, who my wife and I both joke that he really should still be on Infamil the way he eats.
I mean,
he doesn't eat anything that's white or sauce, meaning like mayonnaise or Alfredo. He doesn't
miss out.
Hardcore rules for eating there. And I just don't see people like that going, oh yeah, I'll try something strange.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
No. And I just think of like the food trends over the years. Oh goodness, what was it? The Olestra that they put in chips in the late 90s that caused digestive distress.
Oh.
That was a good way of putting it.
Oh my word.
That's a good thing to forget all about.
Yeah, I don't know that we want to bring that back.
Although
Misty.
What? Go ahead.
Good. Well, I was just going to chat with you about the picture you sent me yesterday.
That's what I was about to bring up.
Delectable. What was that?
So Kenkel Fritz has really gotten me into sardines.
And they're healthy. They're good for you.
They're delicious. So the way fixed it yesterday is I flash fried them in a pan. And then I put it on toast with olive tapenade, and I drizzled it with olive oil and sprinkled some pepper. And my husband said, I cannot live here any longer if you are going to do this every day, because this reeks.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
So do you have a fear of missing out on food trends? Or do you agree with us? This is crazy. It doesn't make any sense at all. 888-888-9976. Sally, you got to try the sardines. They're really good.
They are.
Delicious.
Nope.
Yum.
And your cats will come running.
Oh, my cats did.
So we're talking about, tell me that you grew up in church without telling us you grew up in church. Give us some evidence of that. What would that be? I can think of one word.
What's that?
Narthex.
Narthex, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
These churchy words you don't hear anywhere else.
Yeah.
I can think of one.
Yeah.
Pipe organ.
Mm. Oh.
I grew up in a Lutheran church
with a gigantic
pipe organ.
Yep. Fancy.
Okay, it was. Mine's actually more than one word.
Okay.
Father Abraham had many sons.
Many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. Oh, yes.
Yep.
Father Abraham.
Yeah.
That is a telltale.
Yes. Yep. But looking back now, I think that was just a way to try to drain some of the energy out of us before they launched into the lesson.
Absolutely. How about that felt board?
I loved
the
that.
The flannel graph or whatever it is? Yes.
Those were so fun.
I still love it.
I don't know if our church paid for a particular franchise or something, but it was Winky the Bear was teaching us about God.
Oh, we had a guy named Willie George in Texas.
Yes.
Which I haven't met many people outside of Texas that remember him.
Gospel Bill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No idea what you all are experiencing over there.
That's Gospel Bill.
How about the fact that I wanted a tambourine when I was 5 years old?
Oh, cute.
Now we know what kind of church Misty grew up in.
Yes.
Wrong number text. This happens, though. I've had one before.
Yeah.
And I didn't really do anything with it, but Misty, you said you had a friend that did?
So somebody texted, "When you get home and get the baby settled, call me." My friend wrote back, "I thought you had the baby."
Oh, no!
Oh!
And this person was like, "What?" Oh.
Okay, yes. That's kind of fun, but that's bordering on really wrong.
Yeah,
you had the baby.
It's a little mean. Well, I think, you know, you can't often tell, because now that's how scam messages start, where they pretend to text the wrong number. And I have a friend that'll do the same thing with those. Recently, he got one that was like, "Hey, did you take care of it?" And he wrote back, "I did. It's at the bottom of the lake. Lose my number and never speak to me again. We're not talking about this again."
Ooh.
I know.
Wow.
Oh, my.
I know. Amped it up 30. It was crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, Misty, you and I most often are looking at the station texts that come through.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have seen
There's a lot of wrong number texts that come in all the time.
Y'all have told us some secrets.
Yeah. That is true. We have had fun with those.
Yeah.
That's true. We have done that.
We have.
A lot of people are telling us that they're on the way to the store, mm-hmm. on the way home.
Yeah.
Or, hey,
would you tell Aunt Nancy this and that?
Yeah. Your secrets are safe with us.
Did
don't worry.
Did you let the dog out, sugar?
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh.
Control. Do you have control? When do we ever really have control, you know? I think it's a misnomer. We had an opportunity to talk with Lauren and Michael McAfee, and Beyond Our Control, letting go of unmet expectations, overcome anxiety, and discover your intimacy with God. And Michael's a pastor, by the way, and he is talking to us about the control. Do you really even have it anyway? And how do you release it? Listen to this.
The irony of surrender, of surrendering control, is you're surrendering the control you never had in the first place. It was always God's. And when you surrender and place it sort of, you know, back in his hands and quit sort of fighting him for control of it, that's saying, "Okay, Lord, I trust you that what you're going to put in my life is in my best eternal interest, even if that life includes suffering, because it will." And that was the thing that I'm constantly having to rewire, is not just that I don't have control, but that whenever things don't go my way, that's not life going awry. That's life going as it typically does. Life is broken because of the fall and sin. Life is constantly working against us and against the way that God would, you know, had in the garden. And that's part of the brokenness of this world. And so shifting the expectations, not to be like sadistic and just like expect everything to go horrible, but to not be surprised of, "Oh, well, of course this would be suffering that comes my way. So now how do I process this, grieve this, deal with this? And how do I ultimately surrender the control I don't have to say, Lord, I don't know what you're doing right here. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know where this is going, but I know who holds tomorrow."
You know, it's true. What do we have control over anyway?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
I think it's just a total misconception that you do have control. I don't think I have any control. I'm trying to think about, what have I really controlled in my life? I guess you'd control what you're going to wear today.
Yeah.
What you decide you're going to do and things like that. But beyond that, do we really have control?
No. Hmm. Only over how we respond to things.
Exactly.
Very good.
And I'm not good at controlling that.
That's a good point, Misty. How do you respond to disappointment? How do you respond to all the different things that happen to you in life? Yeah, I'd love to get your take on that. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Love your neighbor. This is our promotion where you nominate an unsung hero, maybe somebody in need, and we see if we can't help them out with that need, whatever that need might be. Here's our phone number, 888-888-9976. People have gotten things like washers and dryers, you know, things that a fixed heater, stuff like that. Angela is with us. Tell us who you're nominating.
I would like to nominate my adopted mother.
Okay.
Her name is Helen Blank. Without her in my life, I would not have been alive, because when she got me as a foster child, I was severely abused and a broken child. And she took me, not just being a foster mom, not even being my adopted mom yet, and she loved me, got me specialists to get me well. And without her and her faith in God, I wouldn't be here. I'm 34 years old now. She's very involved in the community. She makes love bears, which are little teddy bears they send overseas to the children who need them. She does Bible studies every week. We go to church every week. And she's always helping people whenever they need it without a thought for herself. If they need this, she's got it.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that she needs?
Well, my mom has been having health problems, and it'd be great if my mom could get some help around the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some housekeeping.
Yes.
Housekeeping or handyman type stuff?
Well, mainly housekeeping.
Okay.
Yeah, she has spent her life working and doing everything for everybody. I think it's time that she's had somebody to help.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing about Helen. We'll see what we can do.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. So we're looking for maybe a maid service or something like that. Maybe this is something you can help provide. We just throw it out there. Maybe God's tugging on your heart to help out. And if that's you, hey, give us a call. 888-888-9976. Also, let us know, maybe there's somebody that you want to nominate. Who is that person? Let us know about them and give us a call right now. Again, 888-888-9976. And thank you.
Ready for some good news?
It's good news. Ain't it good for your soul? Some good news. Oh.
Hey, what's God doing in your life? We want to hear about it at 888-888-9976. Gloria is with us. Tell us what happened.
April 21st, I was in a fire and I could not get out.
So was this a house fire?
It was a brush fire.
Oh.
I went to kick a stump with my right foot and I slipped on my left into all the hot burning coals and embers.
Oh.
And everywhere I touched to push myself out was fire, and I just couldn't get up or out.
Mm.
So as I cried out to God, the next thing I know, I am running for my phone to call for help.
Mm-hmm.
And what's occurred to me, I spent 9 days in Vanderbilt burn unit, 6 skin grafts.
Oh.
And what's occurred to me the past couple weeks, I never got out of the fire. I didn't roll myself out. I didn't walk myself out. I couldn't get up. But God had to have gotten me out, because once I cried out to him, I was running for my phone. So no matter what kind of fire you get yourself into, God will help get you out of it if you just cry to him.
Amen. So you're saying you're laying there in this fire and there's no way you got up on your own. You're just saying next thing you know, you're running towards your phone.
Correct.
Wow.
So I'm just so thankful that God heard me and or his angels. I don't know who picked me up.
Yep.
But here I am today.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing the word.
Well, thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
And God's miracle.
Thank you. And thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you.
Well, you are welcome. The Day of Love. It's the month of love, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So how does your, if you happen to be in a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, loved one say, I love you without saying I love you?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What are they doing?
I love that idea. Well,
Sally?
My husband, we start the day very early here on Kinkle Fritz and Friends, and I just recognized the other day, you know what? He is intentionally getting up 45 minutes early to take care of our dogs, make sure they get out, get fed, and is now unloading the dishwasher too. He's my hero.
Aww.
And I thought, you know what? He's saying I love you every morning, and I haven't even been necessarily recognizing it.
So are we good to figure out that acts of service is your love language?
Absolutely.
All right. My wife would say the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm never more attractive than when I'm vacuuming.
There you go. Yes. Becky.
Misty?
Oh, so I, again, because we get the day started so early, my husband has one of those little laser engraver things to burn on wood, and he actually made a sign that says, I love you, and he hung it on the door that I leave out of every morning so he can say, I love you, even though he's not up to say, I love you.
Oh, that's nice.
That no.
is so sweet. Oh, my goodness.
Sweet. I love that.
I love that.
He's adorable.
My wife sends a lot of texts throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Hearts
nice
and,
ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Nice ones. Oh, the day of love. It's really the month of love, right?
Sure.
So what if moms made candy hearts? You know the conversational hearts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would be on there?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Fix your face. That was a fun one. Because we all know that I have a problem with fixing my face.
Yeah.
I got that one a lot.
How about this one? It's wherever you left it.
Yeah.
You made your bed, now it's yours.
I think you were close to that. Is that right?
You made your bed, now lie in it?
Lie in it? Yeah.
Lie in it.
I actually could use this one on a daily basis. You're not hungry. You're bored.
Nah.
Oh.
I like that.
I love... this is pretty good, too. I'm not going to tell you again.
Yep.
Nah.
Your room is a pigsty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut the door.
Don't sit so close to the television.
Yeah, right? Or you're going to go blind. Oh, I remember that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
My parents used to tell us that all the time.
Yes.
And my eyes, well, I don't know. My eyes did start betraying me in my 40s. Maybe it was because of that.
Put your coat on. You're going to get pneumonia.
Oh. Because I said so.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right?
There's got to be a bit of
that trumps everything.
Yeah.
Yes, I do have eyes in the back of my head.
Oh, yes, you do. How about don't get smart with me?
Right?
Young man.
There was one my grandma said that drove me crazy. To this
What's
day,
that?
I can't what? Stand yeah. the word dispute, because she would say, Misty Diane, don't you dispute my word.
Ooh, that sounds strong.
I know. That's so aggressive.
Don't dispute my word.
Uh-huh.
Man.
I know.
That's hardcore.
That's some old school grandma right there.
All right.
Here's one for Kankle Fritz.
What?
It's wherever you left it.
I know yep. it is. Exactly. Well, this is crazy, guys. I'm not ready for this. I don't know if you, as a parent, were ready for it or not. My son is going into high school next year.
Oh.
I'm seriously... I'm blown away. I don't know how this happened. I know. It's crazy. Now, what's kind of fun is my daughter is at the same school. She's got special needs. She's got cerebral palsy. She's in a wheelchair. She's 20 years old, and they have to keep her for several years. And so we're thrilled. Hey, they're going to be at the same school. That's kind of cool.
That's fun.
But we went to the orientation the other night where they have a little address for the parents, and then you walk through the gym. And all of the clubs are there that you can sign up for. And this is how it went. Hey, Sam, wow, that's cool. There's a travel club where you can travel around the world.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, on little trips.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can I sign up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Written, okay. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. You want to do that? No.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Everything that was there. Hey, this is cool. There's a mock trial club where you can be a lawyer or whatever. No. There was hardly anything that he was interested. Is that the
Sam.
Age? Is that just the age he is? I don't know.
I think a lot of it is fear of failure. You're entering this whole new stage. And I think... kids at this age need a lot of encouragement, a lot of help to get along.
I almost just want to sign him up for stuff. And maybe he'll forgive me later.
I think it all sounds so fun.
I know, it does. There's all kinds.
That.
They didn't have all these clubs when I was a kid.
No.
There's a marketing club where you can market things.
Okay.
He'd be good at that. He's so creative.
I know.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, yeah. I think of it like I was involved in drama and choir in middle school. And so they began to take up so much of my time. I had to choose one. So I was already invested in something going into high school. Is maybe that it? Or I chose choir?
Misty, there's an animal club. I don't know what that means.
Did you see our faces light up?
Do you have any joy to report?
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
Yeah, what's bringing you joy? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Jordan is with us from Albuquerque. Tell us what's going on.
So it's a little weird. My wife, her stepdad, is in critical care in the ICU. He's on full life support.
Oh, wow.
They live out in Texas, and she's on a plane on her way to go and be with her mom and her stepdad. And I'm just filled with joy that she took this as a call of duty to get out there and just really speak the love of Jesus into their lives at this really critical moment because they're not believers.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It's amazing. We got the news yesterday, and she got up, and she was on a plane at 8 o'clock this morning.
Dedication and love right there.
Yeah.
And I'm just so joyful that I have a wife that's willing to just follow God's direction like that.
Yeah. And what a blessing that she has the ability, finances, and time to do it.
Mm-hmm. And a husband who supports her.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, everything fell perfectly into place.
Well, we just pray for, obviously, healing, but that they come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tough times, especially facing death, can bring you to your knees and make you open to Jesus. So we just pray that happens.
Yes, I'm really praying for that. And just, I said, we're fully joyful, but this is a good pivotal point.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
We take weird joy reports every day. Happy to have them.
Well, you know what this is? It's a joy report of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it's about, perspective.
You know what? Follow up with us.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let us know how it turns out.
Would really like to know what happens, what God does.
Yeah.
I will.
Misty found something. Look at this.
Yeah, it's a great quote from Philip Yancey. It says, Jesus forgave a thief dangling on a cross, knowing full well the thief had converted out of plain fear. That thief would never study the Bible, never attend church, and never make amends to those he had wronged. He simply said, Jesus, remember me, and Jesus promised, today you will be with me in paradise. And it was another shocking reminder that grace doesn't depend on what we've done for God, but rather what God has done for us.
Yes.
It's pretty powerful. And when you think about it, it makes you question, why do you do good? Because it's not to get in good with God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get any better in with God. He's already right there with you. It's like you can't get any, you know, bonus points with him. I think you do it because you love Jesus.
Yeah,
that's right. I mean, you think about the word grace is undeserved favor.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start there, and then out of that love comes the things that you do that please the Lord. So,
amen.
Starts with him.
Yeah. So I just want you to know today, maybe you think, you know, that is one reason why people don't come to Jesus. It's like, well, you don't know what I've done. You don't know my life that I've lived. You don't know the bad things that I've done. It doesn't matter. God doesn't care.
Mm-hmm,
he accepts you exactly the way you are right now.
At this moment.
Yes, without having to clean yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you've never done that before. Hey, how would you like to know for sure that you're going to heaven? Well, we would love to pray with you. You can call us right now at 888-888-9976. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.